Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever you want. Whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
Yeah, Mike D joining us. Special guest third man tonight. He's been on the show before, once before, and he's visiting us all the way from, Chicago. I believe the third radio market, one of the largest markets in the United States.
Yeah, and we're not on there.
Neither are we.
Welcome to the club.
Thanks, man.
But, Mike, you host Red Bar Radio, and by the way, people can hear Red Bar Radio on our internet stream at freetalklive.com on Sunday nights from what time to what time?
8 to 10 p.m.
Exactly. Is that Central?
Yeah, Central.
Okay, there you go. So, we got a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm not even sure where to start. On the way, I'm not sure how much we're going to get to, but Florida is proposing that high school students be mandated to choose a major.
Hmm.
We'll explore that idea. Alabama is looking at possibly mandating that children sit in booster seats until the age of 12.
Wow.
And a young man has died as a result of what they call dusting. We'll explain that to you. And even though we just talked about hoarding, there's another story about some nutty, wacky pack rat hoarder in the news, and I just kind of love those stories, so we might get to that as well. And whatever's on your mind. But tonight I wanted to start, and I know you had an email of interest, man, which tonight I wanted to start with a terrorism guide. I discovered this, it's from the state of Virginia. Terrorism and Security Awareness Orientation for State Employees. So this is a 11-page, a 10-page brochure, actually full 8x10 packet that they're handing out to state employees across Virginia. And in here, they describe the purpose of terrorism and security awareness and, you know, what the state employees should do if they are to encounter some sort of suspicious activity or suspicious packages and that sort of thing. And then it goes into a list of the different types of terrorism, and they point out that, you know, you've got your international terrorists and your domestic terrorists. They define international terrorist acts involving groups or individuals that are foreign-based or directed by foreign control outside of the United States,
or whose
activities extend beyond national boundaries. Domestic terrorist acts involve groups or individuals whose activities are directed at elements of our government or population without foreign direction or influence. So they list actually a few of the recent terrorist attacks. They list the terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah, etc. And then on page 4 of this document, they get into what they consider domestic terrorists. And this is the part of much interest. In fact, according to the state of Virginia, Free Talk Live is terrorist radio.
I believe it.
What?
Yeah, we're terrorists, Manwich.
I don't feel like a terrorist.
Well,
I pay my taxes.
Here is the definition of what they consider a domestic terrorist: anti-government or militia movements.
Okay.
Now, we're not a member of a militia.
Yeah.
But we consider ourselves pro-freedom, which is, I mean, the other way you can say that is anti-government.
Mm.
Anti-government's kind of the mean way to say pro-freedom.
I don't know. We're not really anti, like, this government as much as we're anti-government in general.
Right.
We believe the government is generally going to lead to a bad thing.
So we've already...
The worse off we are.
The first element on the domestic terrorism list, we've already qualified at this point. Next element, racist, separatist, and hate groups. Well, we don't qualify there, but are those really terrorists?
I wouldn't think so.
Environmental and animal rights extremists. Property rights activists.
Property rights activists?
Yeah. Property rights activists, which would include us, because we happen to be big fans of property rights here on Free Talk Live. I mean, a lot of the issues break down to property rights. I don't know, do you have, in Chicago, Mike, do you have a smoking ban?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just went into place.
So you can't smoke in any business?
You can't smoke anywhere where they're serving food, but you can smoke if they're just serving alcohol.
Okay.
So
that sounds pretty much like where we are, too.
Yeah, well, actually, no, where we are, you can't smoke in any business.
Yeah, you can't smoke in a bar here.
Yeah, you can.
No. In any business in Florida, with the exception of cigar shops and that sort of thing, there are very few exceptions, man.
You're mistaken. Like a straight bar, you can smoke in. as long as it's a freestanding building. And there's some
as
rules.
As long as they don't sell over 15%, there are some exceptions, and
right.
One of those exceptions is that they don't sell over 15% of their net, or rather their gross, in food sales.
Right, just basically like you said.
But if it's just a regular old business of people sitting in an office, you can't smoke there either. So if most businesses, it has been banned from
right.
Florida. Anyway, the issue there is property rights. The issue there is not your lungs. And Mike, you actually are a cigarette smoker.
I love cigarettes. Yeah.
The issue is property rights. So, for instance, you're sitting in my studio right
yeah.
now. You don't have the right to pull out your cigarette and smoke it in here because it's my studio.
Yeah.
You've got your studio at your home where you can smoke all you want. Now, I don't know if you actually do.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Equipment's all junked up from it. Walls are yellow.
But it's your property, so you get to decide
yeah.
what you want to do with it. So here we are advocating property rights, which makes us property rights activists, I suppose.
Is that what they're saying, or are they saying people who are the other way around?
They're saying that if you're an activist, you're a terrorist.
Okay.
If you're a property rights activist. Also, they include religious extremists as terrorists, and street gangs apparently are terrorists
well,
as well.
All they're listing here are people that are possible terrorist suspects.
Uh-huh.
You know, you would have to watch out for somebody who was a property rights advocate or a religious crackpot or, you know, whatever, because those would be the people that might commit a terrorist act.
No, these are not listed as suspects. They list this under a heading of terrorist organizations.
Mm.
There's a bold heading, terrorist organizations, underneath that, international, and then the list of the well-known international terrorist
wow.
groups. And then below that, domestic in
so
italics, and then
they're listed at the, as sort of like the same rundown as Al-Qaeda.
Right, property rights activists are about at the same
militia.
Level as Al-Qaeda.
Wow.
Yeah. According to the state of Virginia. Street gangs. What are terrorists after now, asks the document. Well, terrorists have the following goals in mind when committing their acts. Creating an atmosphere of anxiety amongst the public. Okay, well, that sounds like a terrorist goal,
yeah.
I suppose. Influencing government or social policy? I guess when they're blowing stuff up, they'd
sure
like
they
the government to do certain things, but we also want to influence government policy to an extent. We want to get government out of people's lives.
I think everybody wants to institute, change government policy to some extent or another. I don't think there's anybody who's like, I'm happy with all the laws we have. Everybody wants to do a little tweaking here and there.
And the final thing that they claim that terrorists are after is undermining confidence in the government. So, here on Free Talk Live, not only are we property rights activists and we're pro-freedom, which means the other flip side of that is we're anti-government, we also undermine confidence in the government every night on this show. But actually, we just point it out. You see, the government undermines itself. I mean, there are reports all over the place about how miserable government is. We talked about last week how the Department of Homeland Security can't even secure its own computer servers. They got an F grade.
So
by the government accountability
So what's
office.
Worse, pointing it out, or actually being the jerk that's running the NSA computer system?
Right. Are we
the Homeland Security computer system.
Are we undermining confidence in the government by pointing it out? It could be argued, I think, that we absolutely are.
Is
yeah.
anyone actually enforcing these things?
No, but what this is, all this is for is to instruct the Virginia bureaucrats on what to look for
yeah.
In regards to terrorists, and that way they can rat you out. So if they spot you and they consider you a terrorist, later in the document it encourages, you know, it gives you the steps you need to go through if you're a bureaucrat, who to call, you know, who to call to rat out a potential
wow.
terrorist. And actually, they actually have a list here of terrorist tools. I swear to you, this is for real. Terrorists like to plan the details of future attacks. This is right from the document here. Terrorists like to plan the details of future attacks prior to the execution of those attacks. A terrorist operating in research mode may have one or more of the following items in their possession when observed. Still or video camera, binoculars, handheld tape recorder, maps or charts, sketch pads or notebooks, scuba equipment, disguises. So
I am the master of disguises, the man with a thousand faces.
So if you have a handheld tape recorder and a pair of binoculars, you're a suspected terrorist.
Or
in the
if
state
you're dressing up as a cameraman for Halloween.
Or you're going scuba diving. We're coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. Last, well, 11 months of the show.
Whoa. Almost a year's worth of shows.
We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website. You just go to freetalklive.com and download them. There's no logging in. You don't have to hunt around through the site to actually find them. They're right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And you probably should do it before you get labeled a suspected terrorist. Can you believe, in case you're just tuning in, the last segment we went over a document an official document from the state of Virginia, which actually outlines all kinds of information about terrorism, both international and domestic. And they go down just a laundry list of suspicious things that terrorists actually are alleged to be carrying around with them.
Well, it's one thing to tell the bureaucrats what a terrorist is with a little pamphlet or guide.
Right.
But some of the things that they picked, like property rights advocates, abortion opponents, these people are terrorists. I'm just blown away by the people they picked.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's sort of kind of shocking, but at the same time, sort of understood, because we've read stories recently where the FBI has been caught. Was it the FBI that was caught investigating anti-war activists?
Mm-hmm.
They were investigating environmental activists. So pretty much what it's going to become is, if you're against what this government's doing, you're a terrorist.
But why do you think they're actually doing it? If it's so silly and if it doesn't, what benefit do they get? Spying on everybody,
the government,
investigating in people.
I don't know. I don't know if they get a benefit beyond just, you know, the fact that they can claim that they're doing their jobs allegedly, and they can come back next year to their superiors and say, well, we were investigating these potential terrorists. You should probably keep this program going, because that's what governments do.
Yeah.
A government program, a government agency has to justify its budget.
Yeah.
So they come back and they spend and they spend and they spend, and if they go over their budget, then next year they get extra money. If they go under budget, then they get their budget cut.
Mm-hmm.
So really, they just want to act like they're doing something with
their
time.
But does it hurt us, really? I mean, if the FBI is spying on you, do you care?
Well,
I mean, you broadcast every
night.
Get arrested, everybody knows you.
If somebody gets arrested, then I think it hurts.
And not to mention that the more police we have, the more police we have to pay for. And all the American people pay for the FBI and all these other useless bureaucrats that are looking under rocks for terrorists.
It's a big waste of money, is what it is.
I
don't think we need an FBI. I don't think we need a CIA.
They're certainly unconstitutional.
Well, yeah, they are. I mean, gosh, how did we ever get along without the FBI and the CIA before they existed? I think we were fine then, weren't we?
Well, essentially, it was drug prohibition that brought the FBI into existence. Alcohol prohibition.
Was it really?
That's what I thought it always was, because the G-Men were shooting
it started, the FBI started in the very late 1800s, early 1900s.
They were a very small organization.
Okay.
And their other thing has always been kidnapping. Across state lines.
So, I see.
Yeah.
So, there you go. By the way, just to run down this list of terrorist tools. This is for real. Scuba equipment. Apparently, if you have scuba equipment, you could be a suspected terrorist in the state of Virginia.
Well, that's not exactly what they said. They said terrorists carry scuba equipment.
If they're operating in research mode.
I've never even seen a Muslim in a bathing suit. Have you ever seen one swim?
No.
Neither have I.
But we're talking domestic terrorists here, which doesn't necessarily mean they're Muslims. It could be anybody who's in America, if they're carrying binoculars, maps or charts, disguises, sketch pads or notebooks. So if you come into a government office in the state of Virginia and you're carrying a sketch pad with a fake mustache on, you could be a terrorist, according to this guy. It's almost laughable.
Not just some guy with no fashion sense.
Exactly. You can comment here, 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Let's move along here. Let's go to this story from ABC News about a young man who was dusting, and he died.
Dusting, dying?
He was just trying to clean his house?
Yeah, man, he's just had his...
A lot of black furniture?
Had a tough time cleaning, and it got exhausted. No, that's actually not what happened.
Oh, I was going to say, because that's what... Dusting is, isn't it?
Yeah, and this guy's name, you're going to love it. David Manlove.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh, God.
That's really unfortunate.
Too many jokes.
He's not going to prison, right?
No, he's dead.
Okay, well, it's...
Anyway, he was, according to ABC News, he was everything a parent could wish for. Happy, healthy boy who loved his family and excelled in sports. His mom, Kim Manlove, said he was just a great kid, warmly affectionate and loved to hug.
Oh, come on, give him a... Okay. After you explain what dusting is, we'll all understand why he was dusting. The last name Manlove, I mean, you got to give him a break.
Well,
how can you get through school with the last name Manlove?
It would be tough. Yeah. Well, as he got older, the Indianapolis teen began experimenting with drugs and alcohol.
He's cute.
His drug use eventually got to a point that his brother, Josh, grew concerned. I said to my parents, okay, look, you need to do something about this. This is something that goes outside of the normal high school experimentation kind of thing, Josh told Good Morning America. David's parents got David into treatment, and he had seemed to respond well, or so they thought. But David had started dusting, a drug trend that proved fatal for him. What is dusting?
Yeah, I wish I knew.
Dusting is inhaling, or huffing, pressurized gas from a can of computer dusting spray in order to get high.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the computer... Apparently you know that what this is.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I'm so behind. Now,
you can buy this stuff at your local Walmart office supply store.
Compressed air, though,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, why would that get you high, compressed air?
Well, no. It's not... it's compressed air, but it's also some sort of chemical involved as well.
Oh. So whatever it is that cleans the dust is also gets you high.
Experts say it's the propellant is what it is.
I see. Yeah.
Experts say it's grown more popular because it's cheap and readily available. Kids put the straw from the can into their mouth and inhale as they spray the contents. That spray contains Freon.
That's not good for you.
Which pushes oxygen out of the lungs and can cause a miniature stroke or heart attack.
Mm.
Woohoo! Kids, stick with pot, okay?
Well, see, this is unfair, because he obviously can't buy real drugs, because all the drug dealers make fun of him because of the name.
1 in 5 teens say they've used inhalants by 8th grade. Wow. I didn't know about anybody using inhalants until I got into late high school.
Really?
And then it was only one guy, and he was huffing gasoline, and he passed out in my friend's front yard.
Mm.
They started that around the 6th grade. With us.
Start huffing?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was doing it in school. They were just drawing Sharpies inside plastic bags. And
really?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. It was happening a lot.
Now, when I was a kid, they would do something where they, like, bent over and put their head between their knees and passed and hyperventilated until they passed out. I don't know what that is exactly. But
some sort of natural head rush, I guess.
You ever put your head between someone's knees?
No one else's knees. Well,
by the way, common inhalants, it's also called huffing, sniffing, or dusting. Depending on what's being used, common inhalants include glue, correctional fluid, paint, shoe polish, and gasoline or aerosol sprayed on a cloth. I mean, this is like a how-to guide.
Yeah.
This article here is like almost an instruction manual. Dusting, like other inhalant abuse, can be extremely dangerous. When a high-speed car wreck killed 3 teenage boys in Sacramento, California, a dusting can was found in the vehicle. Look, if you're going to inhale something, maybe you should just wait till you get where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen inhaling and driving.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
I mean, you really have to be hard up, and you really have to be an addict. To be huffing something while you're at the wheel, the steering wheel of a car. If you've got experience with huffing, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
If you can still dial.
This is your show. This is Free Talk Live.
Man love.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make a call. And again, it's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. It is totally editable by you, the listeners. In fact, all of the content that you'll find on the Free Talk Live wiki has been created by the listeners. Information about the hosts, information about the issues that we talk about, all kinds of stuff.
Callers,
yeah.
Regular callers.
Yeah, even some regular callers have their own dedicated pages on the wiki. You can add to it, you can edit it, and it's free. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about dusting, which is apparently a pretty hot fad amongst the teens these days. We're talking about a young man named David Manlove, who, well, he got kind of hooked on this whole dusting idea. And in essence, what it is inhaling certain things. In this case, it's computer duster. You know, the stuff you can buy at Walmart or any office store, and you spray off your keyboard,
hand
that
air.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, you can hold it upside down and freeze things.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's cool.
I think that's what they do. I don't know if they hold it upside down when they inhale.
No, they can't. It would be too cold. It would freeze.
Good point.
Their mouth.
Right, freeze their throat out or something like that. Okay, well, anyway, when they press the button, it injects Freon into their system, which can cause a stroke or a heart attack. And so, this kid got killed by it. And apparently David had been dusting. He jumped into the swimming pool attempting to intensify the high, but something went terribly wrong. David's body went into cardiac arrest. His first reaction was to inhale, but since he was underwater, he drowned to death.
God. Apparently no one was around to pull him out.
I'm not sure about that. Yeah. But
you don't have friends when your name's Manlove.
Well, and you're inhaling computer dusting.
Well, yeah.
Air.
When you're around people like this, when you're around a group of individuals that spends their time inhaling computer duster, when something terrible goes, and when something horrible happens, they're going to leave you where you are and run. I mean, most of these people are going to abandon you because they don't want to be around when the cops show up and start asking questions.
I saw the dust.
I saw something on PBS. It's been years since I saw it, but it was three guys who were sitting around huffing kerosene, I believe, which
yikes.
I don't know anything about. You know, I don't.
Huffing is bad in general.
He pretends that he doesn't know anything about it.
You know, you're
kerosene.
He's always huffing things.
And these three guys were huffing kerosene out of a big garbage bag, and apparently one of these geniuses decided to light a cigarette.
Yep. Oh my gosh!
And
internally burned.
It took several. It took several minutes for them to decide. Oh yeah, we're on fire.
What?
The one dude said, "Oh yeah, I realized it when I picked my arm up, and my skin was sticking to the chair."
Oh my.
That's
Holy
how
crap.
Messed up these idiots
Man,
are.
You are really high.
Yeah, yeah. That's please
stop
don't
puffing.
Inhale things.
Yeah,
this is bad for your brain.
Inhale marijuana
gonna,
smoke. Okay,
you're gonna
it's
have
gonna
to
gonna
have your
you.
Brain your whole life.
Yeah,
don't do this.
Studies have recently shown that marijuana actually helps create brain cells, or could help create brain cells. So I don't think there's any positive studies in regards to huffing.
Well, that's another good argument for your legalizing theory.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely
because if
legalize.
People could smoke pot, believe me, they wouldn't be huffing.
I think you're right about that. I think that if there wasn't this stigma attached to the illegal drugs, I think actually having these drugs be illegal is driving people to find legal alternatives.
Like, what can I do? I don't have enough money to buy pot. I don't know anyone who sells
pot. Yeah, I go buy canned air for $5.
There the thing go. Is the canned air isn't illegal.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The fact that these drugs are illegal, you've pointed out, man, as you pointed out last night, that having certain things be illegal does scare some individuals away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Most pot smokers, doesn't scare them away.
Yeah.
But there's a few people sort of on the edge out there that won't smoke pot because they're afraid they're going to get caught.
Right.
So those are the kinds of people that go out and they find themselves huffing things or huffing gasoline or going out and dosing on NyQuil, that sort of thing.
And you know what they'll do to fix the problem? They'll say, oh, well, we're going to put the canned air behind the counter.
Yeah,
you've got to be 18 to buy it.
Does nothing.
Yeah.
It just means they're going to find their high school buddy who's 18, and he's going to go buy it. Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Ladies first, let's talk to Heather in Missouri. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike D, and Manwich.
Well, I think y'all are right about the huffing thing.
We're right about what? What part? That it's bad or that people are doing it because the other drugs are illegal?
Both, all of the above.
Okay. Have you ever done it?
No.
That's good to know.
I knew a guy that was supremely stupid enough to actually huff Scotch Guard at one point. But
wow.
Teflon coat the insides, and then he wanted to know why he had to pee all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I one time we were painting a pool, and the pool paint got to me, and so I got really, like, unwell and
so you
and
have
vomited.
Huffed?
Apparently I have.
Okay.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I don't think it was as concentrated as it would have needed to be.
Oh, I vomited. I can't imagine that you could get much more concentrated.
But anyway, my dad has a term for that kind of stuff, and it's Darwinism in action.
There you go.
That's Darwinism.
I actually had something else for you guys, going back to your last discussion on the Virginia's definition of terror.
Yes, Virginia, who believes that if you're anti-government and a property rights advocate or activist, you're a terrorist.
Well, I have a dictionary here, and it's actually an older dictionary. It's a Webster's dictionary from 1962.
Okay.
And if you look up terrorism, it says a system of government by terror, intimidation. And if you look up terrorist, it says one who governs by terror or who inspires fear in others.
Huh. Interesting that they put the onus on government at that point.
Needless to say, the more modern Webster's has a more modern definition.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Heather.
Wow. I like that.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Any other thoughts?
No, I like that little tidbit in looking up and seeing how some of the words have changed over the years.
I agree with you. I think the government are governments of the world are the greatest terrorists. I mean, how many? Look at it from this perspective. Try to tally up in all of the terrorist bombings that have happened in the past century. How many people have been killed? How many could possibly have been killed in all of the terrorist bombings combined?
Oh, 10, I don't 15, know about 000? That. I know Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership keeps track of how many people have been killed because governments confiscate weapons.
Mm. Right.
Quite a few millions.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, estimates are, and I think these are somewhat conservative estimates, that governments have killed over 200 million people in the 20th century alone.
Yep. That's,
how many? I don't think terrorists, the so-called terrorists, have even come close. I doubt they've even hit a million.
I don't think they've hit 15,000.
Right.
Probably not 100,000. Heather, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Governments rule by force. Governments are force. And if you don't like what the government's doing, and in a lot of countries, you can't talk about it. At least here in America, we still have the freedom of speech to where we can actually get on the radio and point out how inept government is and how stupid it is and how ineffective it is without... At least not yet.
Yeah, for now.
At the moment, we aren't being thrown into gulags as a result of it. But really, governments are the terrorists. They're the ones that are killing innocent people. Huh? I think our American military has killed more people, more innocent people, than all of the terrorists combined.
One could speculate if you go. There's several websites that have how many people have died in Iraq. One could speculate that more people have been killed in this war in Iraq. Innocent people have been killed in this war in Iraq by American troops and bombs than all terrorists have killed this century.
Does that mean that
the
United States military troops are actually terrorists?
They're following orders.
They're just following orders.
And that wasn't good enough in Nuremberg, but it seems to be good enough right now. And also the onus falls on the American people. I pay my taxes, which means that I give money.
Which means you support terrorism.
Willingly. Yeah. Well, not particularly willingly, but I don't refuse to give my money to
So you're tacitly supporting terrorists.
I'm certainly.
Because you're afraid they're going to enact terrorism on you if you don't pay the taxes. You don't pay them their extortion money.
Yeah, terrorism's just a term for force I don't like.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves on the way. Alabama is proposing that children under the age of 12 sit in risers. They sit in the booster seats in cars. Now, I remember how I was when I was 12, and yeah. I don't think I would have liked that. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online, by the way, and get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, some fresh news that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. So get signed up for free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. Still to come, Alabama. And actually, we have our affiliate there in Florence, so if you guys are listening...
And Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, Florence Muscle Shoals. If you guys are listening to this and you want to comment, we're obviously not live, but you can still call in if we're in our live times, which is 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern at night. And you can always shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. But in Alabama, they're proposing to mandate that children under the age of 12 actually be forced to sit in booster seats in the car. Can you believe this?
It seems like... I understand that it's probably a good idea to have your kids sit in a booster seat, but it seemed legislated?
Actually, we're going to get to that in just a few moments, but actually, because I have to log into their website. But, Manwich, let's get to your, you've got something about Donald Rumsfeld, some pretty illuminating quotes. in regards to him and misleading us on the Iraq War.
You know, the thing is if you listen to the Republican pundits on radio, the American people just don't have the stomach for this war. He said from the beginning it's going to be a long fight and it's going to be tough and blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't think that entirely that's true. I think that we were sort of led to believe that it would be another Gulf War, another Afghanistan, bam, bam, we're Colt Powell doctrine, we're in, we're out, and that's
totally.
The whole thing.
I think when we got into it, everyone was like, wow, we're going to be in and out. This is going to be so easy. I mean, we're America. We're taking on this little country.
Well, let me read some quotes from Rumsfeld. Let's see. He says here that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld declined to predict on Thursday when the U.S. forces would completely leave Iraq, a decision President Bush said would be up to the future U.S. president, that meaning that it won't be before 08,
right.
Assuming that he actually does abdicate the office, and a future Iraqi government. I've avoided predicting the timing, Rumsfeld told reporters at the Pentagon. Well, I got a couple of quotes here from him. It says, let's see, on 11-14-02, that's November the 14th, 2002, the Gulf War in the 1990s lasted 5 days on the ground. I can't tell you if the use of force in Iraq today would last 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months. But it certainly isn't going to last
that's
any longer than that.
That's what he said before we invaded Iraq.
I don't remember the specific date that we invaded.
Why don't our top professionals know how long it's going to take to fight a war with a small country?
These guys aren't professionals.
But
they're a bunch of bureaucrats.
Be. They should know. I mean, they should know exactly how long it's going to take. I mean, it's like they haven't been practicing enough.
Well, what have they been doing?
It's like we weren't ready for a war. Any other country is sitting out there right now like, wow, we could really take down America if we wanted to.
Well, that's what the American people believe, is that somehow our politicians are omnipotent. But these are just some oil guys, and what qualifies them? What school do you take?
Yeah,
what class do you take in school that says, you know, raping and pillaging foreign countries? It's not there. You don't know how to do it.
Right. Well, also, they have an interest in continuing these things forever. As we pointed out earlier in the show, government programs get funded more and more as long as they keep going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't actually spend their budgets, then they get cut. So when they invade the country, they are possibly looking at budget cuts if they are to leave. And also all their buddies in corporate industry, the Halliburtons, all of the guys that are profiting from this, they have a real interest in having this continue on as well. So, you know, it's just a big back scratching session, and so it just keeps going.
At our expense.
They should not, politicians should not be able to be involved in other companies. At all. They should. Their main focus should be working on the job.
I just think
their
we just shouldn't have politicians anymore.
I got one more quote.
Because they're all lowlifes, and they always lie. I mean, this isn't news. So Donald Rumsfeld's now been caught in a lie. And how many people before him have been caught in a lie? And how many times will the American people continue to believe these jerks? One more quote.
It's unknowable how long the conflict will last. This was in February the 7th. 2003.
Oh, I'd like to point out that this Sunday that just passed,
mm-hmm.
was the third year anniversary.
Right.
So therefore, these are prior to the invasion.
Okay. It's unknowable how long the conflict will last. It could last 6 days, 6 weeks. I doubt 6 months.
Get math guys in there.
We were misled.
Well,
sorry.
Wait a minute. He could spin this. He could say, well, I was talking about the initial conflict because it didn't last very long. As far as us killing the Saddam's military, that didn't take very long.
No, it didn't. And, you know, but I didn't sign up for this hundreds of billions of dollars in tax money.
But did the U.S.? Did the government? I mean, did they know that this stuff was going to happen, do you think?
Who knows? I don't think they really
should have.
They're just winging it.
Yeah, you're right. They are just winging it.
Exactly.
And
they don't do any work. They're more worried about these companies and the trades that are going on, and then all of a sudden something happens. They haven't been studying for the test.
Well, and George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld aren't on the front lines. So they have no personal incentive to see these boys and girls get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 100,000-plus troops in Iraq, but not one of them is Donald Rumsfeld or George W. Bush.
Or their children or relatives.
Right, so they get to kick back in the Oval Office, smoke cigars, drink brandy, and, shoot it in regards to this war. They don't care what's happening.
Right, there are American soldiers over there, and I don't know about you, but on Sunday, I took a nap. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're fighting wars over there.
Right.
It's not that hard for us, and that's the problem, is that there's public support for this war?
Not much anymore. It's a minority now, isn't it?
I believe
50% is now saying it was a mistake.
Mm.
And a good supermajority of the soldiers actually want to get out of there within the next year.
Within the next year.
I think 25% of them want to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go.
So, I mean, if you actually go by what the troops themselves are saying, it's time to go home. Bring them home, because the longer they're there, the more mental damage they're going to take. Even if they don't take a bullet and they don't get blown up, they're going to be mentally warped for life. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on this. And you mentioned 2008's election. A few nights ago, we had a prediction that we never got to about who might win in 2008. We'll share that with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, well, shop with us. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You go about and buy the hottest DVDs, get some new electronics, get some furniture, some baby clothes, some sporting goods. I mean, they've got it all at Amazon.
Dusting spray.
Amazon dusting. There you go. I bet they have that, too.
Adult marital aids.
They have those as well, believe it or not. And those are, that's something they don't sell at department stores. So there's all kinds of different things at Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and we've got a partnership with them. So here's how you do it. You go to their site through our site by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Do your shopping, and then whatever you purchase at that point, we get a percentage of. It's that simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Alabama, always interesting bills in the legislature in Alabama. Two bills. As a matter of fact, according to AL.com, each requiring vehicle booster seats for children under age 12 or 8 who fall under certain physical requirements are alive and well in the Alabama legislature. One of the bills requires a child under 12 who's shorter than 4'9". I think probably most kids at that at 12 are shorter than 5 feet, wouldn't you say? Shorter than 4'9". Or under 65 pounds to use a booster seat. It's now before the House, where a committee has reduced the age to under 8 with the same physical requirements. If the House revised bill passes, it will have to go back to the Senate, but if the House passes a Senate bill aimed at children under 12, then it would go to the governor. Either one of them could pass, but not without a fight. According to Representative Jack Williams, my constituents don't want this bill to pass. It'll create a great deal of angst and anger. I think once I think it's one of those laws that sounds like a great idea. I don't think it sounds like a great idea. I don't know about you.
Can an 11-year-old even fit in a booster seat?
I don't know if they... Yeah, right?
What grade are we in when we're 11?
That would be 6th grade, I believe.
Yeah. I had a girl... I was getting... Well, I can't say it on the... I was with girls in 6th grade. Mom, drive us to the movies. Oh, do you have the full-grown booster seat?
Well, at least you'd both have to get into the booster seat if you were both of the same
age. Well, that would be nice.
Here's the thing. Did this happen when you guys were kids?
No.
How did we survive to adulthood? I mean, how many kids are killed a year because they're not in booster seats?
I don't know.
You're over 100 pounds at 11, aren't you?
I don't think so.
No? At 11?
The rules for kids under 60.
No. It's if you're shorter than 4'9" or under 65 pounds.
Oh, okay.
So you could be 4'9" and 200 pounds, and you'd have to sit in a booster seat, according to this law. Anyway, according to the guy that's against it, he says once you start enforcing it, people are going to go to their legislators and say, you voted to do what? If I'd been in a booster seat until the age of 12, I'd be scarred far worse than I am now. You can't protect kids from every possible thing that will go wrong. And what exactly is that going to protect them from anyway?
And why do politicians think that that's what we need from them? We need a bunch of rules.
There's so much stuff going on right now. Where do they even get this idea in their head?
Well,
this is what we got to focus on.
Let's see. Oh, who came up with it? Well, Representative Thad McClammy. He says that he wanted the bill to incorporate federal safety guidelines, but he feels people will view the bill in the same unfavorable way they first viewed seatbelts and cycle helmets. So he says that they're just going to have to get used to it.
What booster seat company is he working for?
Yeah, right? That's a great point, because that usually is what's going on. Usually there's some company that's benefiting from the legislation. It's typical of politicians to help their friends out and punish their enemies. If you got comments on... this is unbelievable. Alabama mandating that your children sit in booster seats if they're under 12. 800-259-9231. Also, someone will predict the winner of the 2008 elections and more, all on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...